Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
Okay, Ask Dave today. Seems appropriate. It's Olympic-based. An 11-year-old called Lucy Burke in Tralee sent me a message through her parents' Instagram. And she said, Dave, is it true that Ireland got an Olympic medal in painting? My dad told me, but I don't believe him. Seems like a weird sport to me. Thanks. Thanks, Lucy, for your question. It is true.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Some people have been texting in saying they didn't know it. Someone said they were looking it up. His wife was looking it up last night. It is actually true. Jack B. Yeats won the Olympic silver medal for his painting The Liffey Swim in the Paris Olympics in 1924. 100 years ago, Paris held the Olympics. We also took a bronze home that year for poetry.
Ooh.
Oliver St. John Gogarty's poem Ode to the Talchin Games, Cahal, came third in the literary discipline.
So technically the GAA have been in the Olympics.
Yes, they have, because they commissioned the poem. The GAA themselves did.
Really?
There you go. Yeah,
and how is the... either or, how are they, how do people compete? Like, is it a timer?
Don't know the details. I just know that the I don't think it was, I think it was time.
It had to be sport related, isn't that?
Yeah, Liffey Swim,
like,
certainly
Liffey Swim,
had to be.
Cup, yeah.
But it was submitted, yeah. So
Yeats.
Jack B. Yeats, Liffey Swim, silver medal in 1924.
Am I being totally stupid here now, but is he into William Butler Yeats?
Yes. Yeah, brothers. Yeah. But there are loads of other weird sports that used to be in the Olympics, right?
Ooh, I mean, yeah,
because this is what, like Lucy said, she says, seems like a weird sport. Well, check these ones out, right? Tug of war used to be a sport. Why is that not still a sport?
I would watch so many hours of tug of war if it was on.
Like, yeah. Remember I was telling you, we did the kind of community games of our green, like a couple of weekends ago. We went out on the green and there was like a relay race for the kids. And like dizzy penalties and whatever, and we had like drinks and whatever, and all the parents did tug of war, like it was
amazing.
Unbelievable crack.
And we have an Irish team.
They do really
We've
well.
We've definitely talked to some guys that do tug of war.
Absolutely. Mm. Why is it not in the Olympics? Back in 1900, we're going back a long time before you judge this one. There used to be live pigeon shooting.
Ooh, this is messy.
Nobody's sad that's forgotten now. Long gone.
Sounds messy. There used to
be it would be a clean up on aisles, whatever. There used to be a swimming obstacle course. So you had to swim, climb over a pole and stand up and get over loads of boats and then keep swimming again.
Thing I would watch for hours and hours.
And you would definitely watch this. There used to be a horse long jump. Okay.
Stop.
Yeah. So fair play to a horse called Extra Dry, who was the gold medal horse back in 1900. He jumped 6.1 metres, right, which is a very long distance. However, the current men's world record for a long jump is 8.95 metres.
Wow.
So further than the horse could jump.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never really looked at horses jumping long distances.
Yeah, think about it.
They tend to go more up.
Well, actually, there was a horse high jump.
No.
Yeah, there was a horse high jump. A horse jumped 1.85 metres. I'm 1.82 metres, so 3 centimetres taller than me.
Wow.
But the men's record, again, is 2.45 metres. So men jumping higher than horses. It's the longest standing Olympic record out there. It might even be the world record, actually. It was set in 1993. Yeah, it must be the world record. There was no Olympics in 93. By a Cuban guy called Javier Solomayor. And it's the longest unbroken world record.
Wow.
2.45 metres.
Some jump, isn't it?
And do you know what? Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast.
Yes.
Apparently, her leap... Now, it's not the same as high jump because the floor is springy when you do the... But her leap is 12 feet.
And she's 4'8".
She's 4'8". She's 4'6". Anyway, she's 4 or something.
Yeah. So she's jumping 3 times her own height.
3 times her own height. There was pistol dueling in the London Olympics in 1908. Like, you know, a duel, you shoot.
I draw!
Yeah. So these lads then took steps away from each other and then turned around and shot each other. Now they shot each other with wax bullets.
Boring.
And they wore protective coats. Unsurprisingly, didn't catch on.
Yeah. Russian roulette ever in there now?
But I think my favourite story about forgotten Olympic sports is the first Olympic sport that ever featured women. Any idea what it might be? No, it was only in the Olympics once. It is a sport you'll have heard of. I don't know if you'll have played it. It was the first ever sport that allowed women And they played against men. There was no, it wasn't like women had to go and men had to go. They were just all played together.
Lacrosse.
Blank faces.
Water polo.
Lacrosse.
Water polo. There was bicycle polo at one point, rather than horsey polo. No, not lacrosse. It is a game played with an implement, which Cahill would be familiar with in terms of like you like hurling. Like it's not as hard as like stick.
Baseball, rounders.
Keep going.
Oh.
What's the.
None of those.
Cricket.
No. Again, slower.
Bulls or bowls.
Nearly.
Bowls.
Combine that with an implement.
Curling.
Croquet.
We got there.
It was going to take a while, lads. Yeah. So croquet in 1900 in Paris was the first event to ever allow women. France won all four gold medals in whatever the four different events were. The reason it was never back in the Olympics is no joke. One person bought a ticket to the croquet. One person. So there was more people playing on the croquet pitch than there were people applauding.
But that one person really enjoyed it.
As long as they were French.
Yeah. Oh.
Because if you travel to support someone who knows, but yeah.
Question actually, and you might not know, it might take research or someone might know.
This is what Ask Dave is all about. I don't know anything.
Can you compete? Are there any mixed sport events in the Olympics?
Yes, there's the mixed 4x100s. Remember, we won that.
Oh, yeah, in athletics and probably tennis, right?
And tennis, I was about to say as well. Definitely mixed tennis. Mixed rowing, I don't know. Yeah. Any more mixed sports that you know about? 087-4100.
Very quickly, can I share just while we're on Olympic facts?
Share anything.
Can I share a very, very funny fact that I discovered about the Canadian equestrian team?
Yeah.
So they obviously had to fly their horses over from Canada to France for the Olympics.
Of course.
And they named the plane Air Horse One.
Hey, yes.
Outstanding. Hey. Give them a round of applause, the
Canadians. Well done, Canada. We love you.
Air Horse One. Brilliant.
They don't drop them now. Like, you don't see any sports being dropped in the last while.
I thought you were talking about the horses of the Canadian plane. I was like, Carl, they don't drop them with parachutes on their back. They land and they get them.
That would be a great sport.
They're adding sports all the time, like skateboarding and BMX.
They
drop stuff. Yeah, there's stuff that goes in and out of Olympics.
They dropped my sports. Just don't ask me what it is.
Yeah.
But that's why.
Going walking early in the morning, Emer is a gold medalist at that.
Hula hooping, guys. I would have been there only four and they dropped it.
So, Lucy, just to let you know, your dad isn't a spoofer. We did win a medal for art. And now Mona and Daniel have them for swimming in Paris 2024. We're a hell of a country, lads.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.